to the Loving BDSM podcast. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the you have every right to be stressed right now. I wish I could make it better. John Brownstone.
Yeah.
We've been having technical difficulties prior to recording, y'all.
Major technical difficulties.
Y'all should not notice a thing because the audio is just fine.
Right.
It's the video portion that's
gonna be a bit janked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
not what we become used to.
No, not at all. So yeah, you have every right to be stressed.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about today?
No,
it's not. This week we're answering a question from a kinkster who's not feeling confident about their large breasts during fuckery and other moments with their partner. They're looking for lingerie options that actually support the tatas. That's not all we're going to talk about, though. A content warning for anybody who might need it. We will likely talk about body size and body image in this episode. Maybe not fully in depth, but we will definitely be touching on that. If that's nothing you want to think about right now, feel free to nope out of this one. Feel free to skip it. Come back later if you want to. Whatever. We've got so many other episodes. There's something else to go listen to. Take care of yourself, always. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If you're new here, we help kinksters like you have happy, healthy power exchange relationships. Add the podcast to your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like us to answer your question in a future one of these, we have a contact page called Ask Your Questions on our website at lovingbdsm.net. That's lovingbdsm.net, or you can find it in the show notes for this episode. Okay, let's get into the question.
Right.
I'm a larger woman in my 50s, specifically in the breasts 42 triple D. I'm super self-conscious about their size and more on the side of them not being perky like they were as my younger self. My partner likes playing with breasts. Is there intimate apparel that supports the tatas? I've seen some items at Victoria's Secret, but they aren't always accessible in the areas which also need access. Any recommendation would be helpful. Okay, we're totally going to do what we can to help, but there's a whole other part I want to focus on. But let's start with maybe what would help. First of all, a triple D, don't go to Victoria's Secret. They are not designed to help you. They're not even trying to help you. I wish I was a lingerie person and could say, here, go to these places because these places are amazing. I'm not. I did do a quick Google search.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely people, or I say people, definitely companies claiming that they cater to bigger boobs. Here's what I found when I was doing a search, though. Look at the models they use, because the sites that tried to tell me, oh yes, we cater to triple D's and G's and F's and go through the alphabet, and then all their models were maybe a B minus cup. If they took a deep breath, right? I was like, okay, I don't trust you. Are there lingerie companies that make bras and other pieces of lingerie for larger bodies and larger boobs? Absolutely. The first thing that came to my mind, and you tell me what you think, and everybody says this differently. I always call it a corset, but I keep hearing it being called a corset. Pick your pronunciation. But a corset is what I thought of the moment I saw this question.
That would definitely work. You know, because there's a number of different styles you can get in corsets, and some of them absolutely do offer support.
Yeah, I've seen two styles that came to mind. One, for access specifically, is the kind where the bodice part is open and the boobs are just out there. They're just hanging out, having a good time, getting all the air and the attention. And then, of course, there's the type that holds them but lifts them. And what I've noticed for larger chested people, your cleavage is a little like under your chin, but it's also like dead sexy when I've seen it on people. Mm. So in terms of where to find that kind of thing so that it's actually decent quality, look on FetLife, because corsets as fetish wear are very common. You absolutely can find corsets online from non-kink places, but there's nothing wrong with sending a little business to kink businesses. Also, people and or companies that make clothing, costumes for like Renaissance fair, cosplay kind of thing, because you tend to get something that's better structured, maybe even like, what's authentic is the word I want to, maybe a time period
now,
or whatever.
You know, one thing, not that I know a great deal about corsets, but I think one of the things you want to look for, you know, yes, you can find corsets nowadays pretty much anywhere, even Amazon. But when you find a good corset maker, it is the quality you are paying for the whole,
yes.
you know, that it's going to last. I believe from what I have read, one of the things, the better corsets use bone.
Like boning.
Boning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For support, which is, I believe, one of the better
yes.
ones you can go to. Other than that, I don't know a whole lot about corsets myself.
No, it's always been my dream to, like, have one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my mind, my kink aesthetic in a kink space is a corset that, like, nips, tucks, holds me all in and up, because I, too, am constantly thinking, oh, God, my boobs are not sitting where they used to. And there'd be purple there. Of course there'd be. And then, like, a tutu or some kind of crinoline tulle thing where my ass is hanging out. But, like, I technically have covered it. And then knowing me, because I don't do heels, I'm probably wearing my purple Converse, because comfort every fucking day.
There you go.
So I am putting this out here, because when I tried to do research, that was the hard part. It's like, well, how do I know I can trust a company if I haven't personally used them? So that's why... Because I don't specifically know any companies that I've worked with or that I know about, I'm not naming anything, but part of what we're doing here is putting this out to the audience who is watching and or listening, and if you have recommendations of companies that do good work and absolutely cater to bigger boobs, like, drop those links and those company names and, you know, let us know, whether it's corsets or just lingerie in general.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the part that stuck out to me that
okay.
I was like, if we don't address this, it's going to eat me alive.
Uh-oh.
It is, I'm super self-conscious about their size and because they're not perky, but then my partner likes playing with breasts. So what I want, one, I want you to wear whatever makes you feel fierce and fabulous and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And if what you want is massive support and to kind of like have the appearance that the girls are standing up by themselves, you should have that. Okay. And I think it's out there. You just might have to search for it. But also what I want for everybody, including myself, is for you to be comfortable with your body. You don't have to love it. That's body positivity. I'm a fan of body neutrality, which just means you acknowledge that that's your body and you don't have a good or bad thought about
mm-hmm.
it. It just exists.
Not one way or the other, yeah.
Right. And maybe it's because it's been on my mind lately. When I saw this question, I was like, oh, yeah, we have to talk about this. And it's because I am not at all confident about my body, not just my boobs, but like my stomach and even my butt, because it's not as high as it used to be. It's not as firm as it used to be. It's not as round as it used to be. It's still a perfectly serviceable ass. It gets me sitting up and it gets spanked. So it's doing its job.
Right.
But if I have to like let myself think about how I feel about my body, it is not a positive thing. And so I feel like I can kind of maybe relate. But I wanted to pass on some hard-earned wisdom, experience, I don't know. And it's about assuming you have a good partnership with this person and that they are enjoying your boobs, right? Like, you might not feel good about them,
mm-hmm.
but they're like, I mean, I don't care if they're, you know, motorboating them or whatever they might be doing to them. If they are just actively appreciative, openly appreciative and enjoying your boobs, that is what I want you to focus on, because,
yeah. Yes.
You know, it's like telling an anxious person, what if you just tried not worrying? Like, you are self-conscious about your boobs. What if you just weren't? Like, it doesn't work, okay? And anybody with any sense knows it doesn't work. But the thing I have found helpful over the years is not in the moment with JB and anybody else who might be appreciative of whatever body part they're saying, I'm not thinking about how I feel about it. And that was hard to do. That took me a while to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused on what you're making me feel and your reactions. Now somebody's going to say, we shouldn't need external validation. Well, maybe we shouldn't, but sometimes it fucking helps, okay? Let's use what we've got. And if you've got a partner who is showing their appreciation for a part of your body that you are self-conscious about, for whatever reason that might be, and you don't either want to feel that way, or you can tell that the way you're feeling is impeding your enjoyment of the moment, the thing I'm going to say try doing, and it'll, if it works for you, it'll get easier over time, focus on their pleasure. Like, you don't say in your question, are you a submissive? Are you dumb? Are you switch? Like, I don't get a sense of your role here, so I don't want to assume anything. But as a submissive, realizing, wait, JB is in charge of everything. I've given him that power. He is the one who controls this. He is the one who tells me what he wants. I don't have to wonder or question, am I doing the right thing? I literally just have to do what I'm told. Which means if my daddy Dom tells me that he likes my body, he is enjoying my body, mm-hmm. it might not change how I see my body, but it does allow me to kind of do this little mental leap of, well, I don't think my daddy is a liar. My daddy's in charge. So if my daddy likes my body, here's my body for him to like and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then what happens for me, which is rare, I've got one of those minds that's constantly going and does not slow down for anything, is if I can just sink into and experience, what are words? I don't know. Experience the pleasure I'm feeling.
The moment.
And yeah. It's a little bit of that mindful thing, but not in the woo-woo sense, more of a, oh, that feels really good. And what I'm thinking about is, oh, mm-hmm. I like that sharp pain in my nipple. I'm not thinking, oh my God, my boob is like, has moved off to the side and we have parted the Red Sea in the middle of my chest.
Oh goodness.
Can I get stuck in that? Yes, I can. And then it kills my enjoyment for the moment. But if I can try to push that thought to the side and just think about the sensations that I'm experiencing that I enjoy, or the connection. Like, we were speaking of boobs before recording today, I had been getting changed and dressed, and I'd looked down and I had two fading bruises on my boobs, one on each one. And I, for a second, went, wait, how? And then I remembered over the past few days, JB's been very handsy and I've been enjoying it, and he's been grabbing and squeezing hard. And I have not in that moment thought, oh God, my boob's not the same shape it used to be. It's not the same size it used to be. Quite frankly, I don't like it when they get smaller. I prefer them to be more than a handful, but I'm also not carrying around, you know, anything that can hurt my back or my shoulders. And I was so caught up in what we had been experiencing together. And I love pain because I'm a masochist, and that hits me in all the right spots when you do that. I hadn't even been aware you had held on hard enough to leave a bruise because I hadn't been thinking of the body part. I'd gotcha. Been focused on the sensation and the connection.
Right.
Now, me from 10 years ago when we first got together, who was also about 40 pounds lighter, let's be real, that took a while. That was hard to do. I actually needed to be almost overstimulated in kink to get out of my own head in order to just learn how to focus on the sensations and the pleasure. Over time, I've had a partner who, through all of the ups and downs of this particular body, has been appreciative of it, has lavished it with affection, has made it feel good. You don't shy away from my body just because it does not look like it did when we first met. And I have leaned into that because it's a trust thing. If I trust you, then I have to trust that even if I don't agree with what you see, I agree that you, I trust that you mean it.
I mean, you know, that goes both ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. I do not look the way I did.
No.
10 years ago.
But I think you've actually, you had gotten a little bit bigger and then before we met and then lost weight. And then you and I have gone through the fluctuations together since then. Yeah. So I've watched you do up and down as much as you've watched me do up and down.
Yeah. So, you know, it kind of goes both ways.
Right. And it's not as simple as, well, just don't worry about it. Mm-mm. If you have power exchange dynamics at all in your relationship with this partner, even if it's just for play or even if it's just role play, to the extent that you are comfortable with it, I would lean into that. Because for me, as a submissive, it's very comforting to go, well, my daddy says so, and all I have to do is do what my daddy says, right? Yep. It doesn't change how I may feel when I'm alone and I'm getting undressed or I'm taking a shower. I catch a view of myself in the mirror and I don't love it. But I don't walk around worrying all the time about needing to, quote, love my body. I just need to accept that it exists and it's functioning, right? It's functioning enough that I am alive and I can do things with it, and that is enough for me. So I'm anybody with a larger body, whether it's just your boobs or it's other parts of you, we are mostly inundated with body positivity. And I think the sentiment behind body positivity is not an awful one. I think the goal of it is not an awful one. I just don't think it's realistic for anybody who is socialized to be extremely aware of their body and to find it lacking because of the societal norms we've been taught, right? Like, it's just not as easy as going, okay, well, I just love it today. No. And if you're in your 50s, well, I'm in my 40s, we've got decades of the way we've been taught to view our body to probably undo, and you may never undo all of it. So if you can get to the point where you're like, I just accept that it is what it is, and hey, my partner is really fucking digging these big boobies here. So, you know, lean into that if you can, assuming they're actually showing their appreciation. If your partner is not showing appreciation, then I think it's okay to have that conversation. If you know your partner loves boobs and you're not getting a vibe that they're like super excited about it, have a conversation. Sometimes that's not really about you. Mm-hmm. I have absolutely gotten into my head about my body because JB's libido is down and he wasn't handsy. He wasn't like all over me. But then we have a conversation and I realize it's not about me. His not getting close to me has nothing to do with me and everything to do with what he's going through. Sometimes people don't realize that they're not showing their exuberance as much as they once did. You get comfortable with people. And so you can be like, hey, there was a time you literally made animalistic noises over my boobs, and now you've gone quiet. Is something up? And it could just be that maybe they thought you didn't like it. Maybe your partner is aware of your self-consciousness and they're trying not to like make you feel weird. So maybe just have a conversation. But if your partner is like all up in the tatas, focus on what that feels like as much as you can. And I think over time, it becomes easier to not worry in the moment about what you actually look like. Now, that being said, find lingerie that makes you feel sexy and fierce and like you can just take on the fucking world. I'm here for that shit, okay? If I ever get my hands on an actual corset that makes me look however I might envision in my head, y'all will not be able to say shit to me, okay? I will be strutting, okay? So look for lingerie that you think will do that for you. There's nothing wrong with that either. Was there something else I wanted to say and I've now forgotten? Yes, there was. Okay. As a person who is down to fuck another person with a lot of issues about how I see myself, from your perspective as the partner trying to like get busy with the person who's trying to actively hide her body, do you have any thoughts or opinion or advice?
I honestly don't know.
It's hard.
I mean, you know, for me, it's a matter of enjoying and just giving and receiving pleasure.
I know I can get very wrapped up in what I look like and then forget how good something can feel. And I've tried to do for you, I think, what I want done for me, and you do it for me. We just never have the conversation about it. I know the parts of your body that you are self-conscious about. Like, we've just been around each other for too long. So what I like to do, and I like to make it a conscious effort, so feel free to share this with your partner so they know to make this a conscious effort. I will absolutely lavish a part of your body with sensation and touch and affection when I know it's a part that you don't love, because I want to remind you that I can't help that you don't love it. I like this. Also, I want it to feel good. Because it's so easy to kind of go, oh, I hate this part of my body and how it looks, and forget, wait, when it is touched in the right way, that shit feels good. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can wrap your mind around letting, you know, assuming what your partner does is enjoyable to you, focusing on what it feels like and enjoying what it feels like while trying to separate that from your thoughts about what it looks like. And I remembered what I was going to say. The other thing I would recommend, and I recommend this for anybody with any body image issues, is that what part of what perpetuates those issues and those the thoughts and feelings we have is that we are surrounded every day by what the quote ideal, air quote that real big, looks like. And so then we have to stop looking at the things that are not serving us. I'm an Instagram girly. Other people will have other platforms. But what happens is the algorithm is going to show you what is, you know, the ideal, right? Again, massive air quotes around whatever ideal means. And what ends up happening is you start to think that, you start to see it, you start to think, well, that's what's normal. You start to think you're the not normal. And so now whatever thoughts you've, and feelings you've already had about your body are just compounded. My recommendation is, and I've done this before for myself, and it really has helped a lot, is I mute and or block the accounts I just really don't need to see because the person hasn't done anything wrong, but it's not helpful to me.
Right.
And then I have to train the algorithm on whatever app I'm using for what I'm looking for. So I have to go look for hashtags and I have to go look for people that look more like me. And when I come across content that looks more like me, I then need to engage with it. I need to share it. I need to like it. I need to comment on it so that whatever app I'm using goes, oh, you like this kind. Now, for somebody striving for body neutrality, which is, again, my huge, my personal recommendation, you might find with larger bodies, you see a lot of fitness content. Because there are lots of larger people who want to get fit, whether they're trying to lose weight or not. You only you know if that's okay for your mental health to see as well. But there are plenty of models and OF OnlyFans folks and whatever. There is content out there. They're just larger people just living their fucking lives. You have to go look for them. The algorithm is not going to serve them up on a platter for you, but once you do and you find people that you connect with and you're like, oh wow, okay, that person looks like me, or oh, I see myself in what they're talking about, or whatever, you know, then you're normalizing for yourself people who look like you, and you're not the outlier, and you're not the quote only one. You are never the only one. So I know your question was about lingerie, but anytime we can help somebody maybe feel less insecure about a part of themselves, that there's nothing wrong with it in the sense of, you know, could there be a physical problem when you're a bigger chested person that causes back pains, that causes shoulder pains? That's one thing. That's not what I'm talking about. There's nothing wrong with not having perky boobies. I promise you, a person who loves boobies and likes you, they're not measuring the distance from like your chin to your areola. Like they don't care. No. They're like, look, there's a boobie, and they're having a good time.
Right.
Yeah. That was my long-winded lecture. Sorry.
There you go.
hopefully that can help somebody. And yes, if anybody listening or watching has any lingerie corset recommendations, share them with us. I will pass them along to the person who asked the question, so they can at least have that too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to this week's Q&A episode. If you want us to answer one of your questions, just use the contact page on our website at lovingbdsm.net, or you can find the link in the show notes. Big thanks, as always, to our kinky community over on Patreon. We're able to do this podcast and keep it going and help kinksters due to your support. If you'd like to be part of our community and get access to extra content and a Discord server with a group of super cool, super nice kinksters, you can do that. Just join us at patreon.com/KaylaLords. That's patreon.com/KaylaLords, or use the link in the show notes.